Heavy rainfalls are getting more frequent and intense in the Philadelphia region, and with climate change, scientists expect it to worsen over time. A lot of that water flows into our creeks, often carrying with it pollutants from nearby homes. WHYY Zoe Reed reports one program in the region is helping residents catch the rain before it enters the watershed.
Landscaper Lucy Dinsmore gave me a tour of one of her clients' homes in suburban Newark, Delaware. The home is surrounded by steep slopes, including the neighbor's driveway. It's a haven for pools of water.
So all that runoff from the driveway rushes down onto this property, causes a lot of erosion.
Dinsmore converted their lawn into beds of native plants, with a pathway made of wood chips to slow down and soak up the water. Homeowners Jane Thomas and Richard Alford say during heavy rains, their basement flooded and they'd see an 8-foot puddle outside their house. After the redesign, that has all changed.
We don't see the rivers of water. We don't see the puddles of water. We see more wildlife, particularly birds and insects that do good things.
The improvements are part of the Catch the Rain program, which helps homeowners soak up water with native plants and rain gardens to prevent stormwater pollution from entering the White Clay watershed. Shane Morgan runs the program.
When rain hits the ground and moves across the landscape, it carries everything with it to the creek, all pollutants, whereas the soil and the microbes that live in the soil and the plants can help break down some of them.
Residents in the White Clay watershed can apply to participate. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.